Hachette Audio presents America for Americans, a history of xenophobia in the United States. Written by Erica Lee. Read by Shayna Small. Introduction. It's a beautiful midsummer day in Jersey City, New Jersey, and I am on a boat heading to the Statue of Liberty and the Ellis Island National Museum of Immigration. My shipmates reflect America's diversity. There are South Asian grandmothers wearing saris and baseball caps, and Chinese women holding umbrellas to shield themselves from the hot sun. A white father explains to his squirming children how their great-great-grandfather came to the United States a century ago from Austria. The mood is cheerful. An African-American family records a video. "Everyone excited to see the Statue of Liberty?" the mother asks. The children all yell, "Yes!" A soothing woman's voice welcomes us on board and begins a brief history lesson. She informs us that we're heading to Ellis Island, the main gateway into America. Our journey, we're told, recalls the voyages of approximately 12 million immigrants who passed through these waters on their way to Ellis Island and a new life. I am trying to share in this patriotic celebration of Ellis Island, a place that serves as a symbol of America's welcome to immigrants. But I keep thinking about another message I've heard that day. The 2016 Republican National Convention has just ended, and the GOP platform put forward by Donald Trump was one of pure xenophobia. Ever since launching his presidential campaign, Trump had pledged to beef up border security.